SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Cancer is the number one killer in Indigenous communities, and yet only 1% of health practitioners in this space identify as Indigenous. But the situation is about to change with a new funding of $5.9 million put aside by the federal government and in partnership with Aurora Foundation to address this massive gap. And joining me to get some insights into this development is Leila Smith, Aurora Foundation CEO. Leila, welcome to NITV Radio again.
Hi, it's great to be back.
To put things into context, can you just give us some numbers to put the situation in context? Because with numbers, people get a clearer picture of the situation.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. Cancer is the leading cause of death for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And you're right that less than 1% of health professionals are Indigenous. You know, when we look at that in terms of diagnosis rates, Indigenous people are 1.5 times more likely, 1.5 times more likely to be diagnosed with cancer. And we all know that Indigenous cancer workforce is important. It's a national priority, but there actually aren't many initiatives that focus on strengthening Indigenous health professionals and researchers through study. So what I love about this is a long-term approach to deal with those really stark statistics that are quite shocking and demand us to take this seriously. And that's what I love about this scholarship. It's a big investment. It's a cohort approach, and it's going to make a real impact on our communities as well.
And how will this scholarship really specifically address the gap and improve cancer outcomes in Indigenous communities?
I can tell you from my experience working in Indigenous education, and particularly through scholarship, the journeys of Indigenous students who are studying, that there are some real challenges that we face to graduation and to getting our careers and careers that are going to make an impact in our community. Things like financial hurdles, caring responsibilities, part-time work, community roles and responsibilities. All of these are things that we need to carry and deal with while we are studying so that we can get a job to help us make a difference in our communities. And a scholarship, it isn't a silver bullet for a smooth path to graduation. It's not a silver bullet for community impact, but it does take a lot of these challenges off the table and allow students to focus more on their studies, focus more on their end game so that they can get through and get the qualifications that they need to make a difference. And in this instance, that's in improving cancer outcomes.
The numbers look good, $120,000 per year for up to 3 years. What other academic well-being and community support will be provided to the recipients of these scholarships?
Thank you for mentioning that. That's actually a really unique element of this scholarship that we are really proud of. We're proud not just to be delivering financial support, but also academic and well-being and community support as well. So we're a First Nations organisation with a lot of experience in scholarship development, and we know that Indigenous students, like all students actually, need holistic support as well. Recipients of this scholarship will receive the benefits of our scholar wellbeing framework. This has referral pathways. We've got a really highly experienced team who are on hand to advise scholars how to navigate the system. We'll have academic experts on retainer to support the scholars, monthly check-ins with those experts, gatherings with the other scholars, gatherings with other people in the Aurora worlds and our networks as well. This is about supporting them collectively and as a group with experts and wellbeing supports to create a community around them, as well as really, substantive financial support with up to $120,000 per year for up to 3 years.
Yeah, you just mentioned the support once they've been approved. But before getting approved, there's a hurdle to go through, which is the selection. And there's even a deadline that was mentioned. I think it's in August, the deadline for people to apply.
That's right. That's correct.
Well, tell us about the selection process, just how it's designed to ensure the chosen students' research directly impacts Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities.
This is a really broad scholarship. This is not for one particular area of cancer. This is for nursing or oncology or public health or cancer policy research. And we are not going to create a hierarchy amongst applicants that will rank one area above the other. The way that we will assess amongst scholarship applicants over whose course or whose research will impact Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, it's by their case that they pitch. So when a student presents an application or a researcher presents an application and is interviewed by the panel, we really want to understand, what are you doing now? How will you in the future impact cancer research or cancer outcomes? And why do you need to do this course? There are three pieces, and when they are tightly fitting together perfectly. This is where I am now. This is what I want to do to improve cancer outcomes. And this is how this course or research is going to get me there. When that is really closely linked and it is a case that is undeniable, that is how we will rank a highly suitable applicant and their proposal, not by their course, not by how old they are. It's about their ability to achieve that endpoint of benefiting Indigenous communities and cancer and the case they make to do that.
And what are the long-term goals within the organisation supporting Indigenous leadership and the change in cancer control besides this scholarship or on top of this scholarship?
One thing I love about this scholarship, it's not about a quick fix solution. This is about building a pipeline of the next generation of leaders in cancer and Indigenous communities. This is about holistic support. This is one scholarship that we're no longer, you know, we want to move away from that patchwork of scholarships approach where Indigenous students are constantly writing applications for scholarships. This is a collective approach. This is a majority Indigenous panel, Indigenous leadership in the team that will be supporting them. This is everything that a scholarship should be for our mob. It's student-centered, it's Indigenous-led, and our long-term goals at Aurora are to keep raising the bar and demanding excellence for our communities, for Indigenous students to achieve their goals, whatever that is, and whether that be in a cancer-related field or otherwise. This is what we stand for at Aurora, and this scholarship fits very neatly within that.
And obviously there'll be many stakeholders. First of all, there are the participants, the people themselves, the communities, then the scholars who will be studying and doing their research. Then you've got universities, you've got Cancer Australia, you've got many organizations involved in the fight against cancer. How does this scholarship program encourage really optimal collaboration to get the best outcome?
I wish you could have seen my email inbox yesterday after we had announced the scholarship. It was stakeholders from all of those sectors that you just mentioned who are so excited to get behind this. It's an extraordinary opportunity that has united all of those sectors, the non-for-profit, the service delivery, the public sector, universities, who are willing to unite and share the news and put applicants forward for this opportunity. I've actually never seen something quite like this. People know that this is important. Those stats that you and I talked about at the start, people feel that. people care about this and they are really excited to get behind this. It's a space that we've been navigating for a while, nearly two decades at Aurora, across the university sector and non-for-profit sector and service delivery sector and governments and private. So we're used to spanning those sectors, but there is something really special about this that has united people and excited and inspired people at another level.
The program is crucial for empowering Indigenous voices. Are there plans for additional initiatives beyond these scholarships, especially to further strengthen Indigenous participation, council control efforts?
At this stage, this newest scholarship is our priority. So we really want to focus on getting this right, giving the best support to these scholars, having the highest standards for the process in selecting and supporting and graduating these scholars and researchers. This is our number one goal. What we learn from that, that will then set a very strong foundation for whatever may come next. We'll be running this in parallel to our existing programs, of course, our internship program, our international study tour, our international scholarships. This is our newest focus, and we want to deliver excellence in this. So this is our priority for now, and our partnership with Cancer Australia to assist us to continue to deliver outcomes in cancer is our number one focus right now. And, you know, it's a win-win. Whatever we learn from this, whatever we learn about what it takes to raise the bar is what we will take to us at our next horizon for our strategic plan.
Yeah. And before I let you go, Leila Smith, this conversation is taking place just a day before the start of NIDO Quake. So I can't help but ask you, give us your reflection on this really week of celebration of First Nations peoples and communities and cultures. Especially coming for you from you, you know, as the leader of a major organization involved in education, and just as a person, what's your reflection on this special week coming up?
I love NAIDOC Week. It's like Black Christmas for us. It's a time when we can get together and be together and to celebrate everything that's great. What I'm really looking forward to with this particular NAIDOC Week is to see the new allies around us come to the table in new ways, allies that we have seen show up through conversations around the voice and the referendum, you know, and to bring other people around us and build this community of support. That's what I'm really looking forward to in this NAIDOC Week, is to being together with mob, but also welcoming in the new allies that have showed up for our cause and who will continue to show up for us in the future. I think that's what's really special about this year. In a really positive, forward-looking way that has us standing together stronger than ever.
Well, Leila Smith, thank you very much for taking the time to join us on MITV Radio today. And congratulations on winning this partnership with the federal government and alleviating cancer, this big gap in cancer treatment in First Nations communities.
Thank you. Great to chat. I really appreciate your support. Thank you for sharing the news.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.